again?
Oh, no problem.
Sorry.
We're so early.
I caught it.
Again, sir, can you state your full name and ADC number for the record?
Yes, sir. My name is Adrian. I'm on the Soto Vihara. ADC is 310744.
Thank you. Again, this hearing is about the one alleged violation listed on your warrant of arrest. You should have been given a form notifying you of this hearing at least 5 days ago. I see that you signed that form on January 18th, 2019. Is that correct, sir?
Yes, sir.
That form listed your hearing rights. One of those rights is that you could hire at your expense a lawyer to represent you. See no attorney with you. Are you representing yourself today, sir?
I'm representing myself.
Thank you. I would like to introduce you to the members of the board conducting the hearing. If you can see on the teleconference screen, we have the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse. Next to me is the Honorable Mr. David Neal. My name is Louis Quinones. I'll be serving as the panel lead for your hearing. Also present in the room is our Community Corrections Hearings Officer, Mr. Turner, and he will be representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer. Before we get started, I need to swear you in. So, Mr. Soto Grijalva and Mr. Turner, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, so you affirm?
Yes, sir.
I do.
Mr. Soto, this hearing will be conducted in two phases. Phase one will be to determine if you violated the conditions of community supervision. With phase two, deciding if your supervision should be continued or revoked, and keep in mind there's a separate motion that passes this hearing from phase one to phase two. When I read the allegation to you, you need to respond whether it is true or false. If you believe the allegation is false, the board will take testimony from the Department of Corrections and we talk about it. The board members will make the final determination whether or not you violated your conditions. Do you understand what I just explained to you?
Yes, sir.
I will begin phase one of this hearing by reading from the warrant of arrest. According to the warrant, you violated the conditions of supervision and have lapsed or probably about to lapse in a criminal razor company as follows. Violation of condition number one is demonstrated by a failure to report to a assigned parole officer within one working day after release from custody on November 7th, 2018. Your whereabouts were unknown, thus you're an absconder from supervision. Mr. Soto Grijalva, is this true or false?
That's true, sir.
Thank you. Based on Mr. Soto Grijalva's admission, I move to find him delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision and that he may have or had lapsed in a criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agreed.
Seconded by the Honorable Mr. Neal, agreed upon by the Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse. Okay, sir, we're going to continue with the second phase of your hearing. And it is during this phase that the board will determine whether or not your supervision should be continued or revoked. But before we move on, please stand by as Mr. Turner is going to give us additional background information about your case. If you'll just stay on the phone, we'll come back to you shortly for questions, and you'll be able to speak to the board in detail. Okay, sir?
Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Soto. Mr. Turner.
Yes, sir. Soto Grijalva was released from ABC on 11-7-2018 and arrested on 12-29-2018 by the Tucson Police Department on felony charges of unlawful use of means of transportation and possession of drug paraphernalia. He is returned back to ADC custody on 1-7-2019 with an adjusted CSED of 5-29-2019 with 52 abscondes. Current conviction, 2016, promoting prison contraband, 9 months. Prior convictions, 2015, aggravated robbery, 2 years, 6 months. This is his second term in ADC with a CUIR score of 4-4, mental health score of 3, substance abuse score of 2. No STG information is noted and no prior terms of supervision. Disciplinary is significant with promoting contraband, communication devices, and drugs noted. Other arrest, 2014, criminal trespass, first degree, Arizona juvenile probation. 2014, disorderly conduct, Arizona juvenile probation. He has a GB score of G4, B5. Status of charges. Information received was that the case was dismissed on 1-4-2019.
Thank you, Mr. Turner. Back to you, Mr. Soto Grijalva. We're going to make a quick review of your case supervision summary. It is very limited. It looks like that you were released with the approved residence at Old Pueblo Community Service. You failed to report to the house and establish residence upon your release. So you were missing from community supervision for 52 days. Where were you living during that time, sir?
I had a brokerage. I was living with my brokerage.
Okay. And is that where you lived the whole time?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And why did you decide to break off contact with your parole officer so early?
I want you guys to understand that if I came to prison, I didn't move the rest. The moment I came to prison, that's when I started losing. And before I got out, I was using in prison. So when I got out, I started using it, you know what I mean? So I just want you guys to know that if I do continue to prison, I'm going to continue to use it. I don't want to. I'm asking for help. I need help. If I can be able to go to the sector, I would. If the world is willing to help me out and something that nobody's ever done is help me. And I need help. I'm asking for help. I'm only 21 years old. I don't have a 7-year-old son that's out there right now. I need help before it gets worse, before my drug addiction gets worse.
Okay, sir. Have you been able to stay clean since you returned from the street?
Well, right now, I'm in detention. I'm in the hole right now.
So how long have you been clean?
I've been clean since I've been arrested.
And that was on December 29th?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so about a month and a half, or a little bit more than a month.
Yes, sir.
We certainly commend you for staying clean. We recognize that that's not easy. My guess is that you were on heroin?
I was on methamphetamines, heroin, and unprescribed pills.
Okay, so a variety of things.
Right.
So, again, you broke off contact because you relapsed into drugs?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, it's unfortunate that you didn't work with your PO because while you're on the outside and while you have a parole officer, there are options. Do know that this board does not have the authority to send you into rehabilitation directly from the board. It's something that your parole officer, it's at the discretion of your parole officer.
Right.
But I hear what you're asking for, and you do have a little bit of time left on your prison sentence. What caused the Tucson Police Department to make contact with you when you were arrested on your absconder warrant?
I guess they had a picture of me.
Were you just out in the street or were you stopped?
No, I stopped at a gas station. And as soon as I walked out of the gas station for pain, they approached me and they asked me for my last name. They asked me if my last name was Salter, and I said, yes, it is. And they're like, you gotta go for your arrest, go to the warrant letter, please put your hands behind your back. And they arrested me.
Okay, sir. I'm going to ask my fellow brothers, they have any questions for you. Yes, Mr. Turner, before we go any further.
Yes, sir. I just want to note for the record, the offender never reported after his release from prison, so there was never any contact with his parole officer.
Okay, thank you. Any questions from fellow board members? Okay, Mr. Soto, we're getting close to the end of your hearing. Is there a final statement you would like to make to the board before we go into discussion? We only ask that you don't repeat anything that you've already told us, but this is your hearing, so is there anything else that you feel is important for us to know or understand?
Whatever I said was what I wanted to say, you know? That was it. I'm asking for help. That's all I need. That's all I need to know.
Okay, Mr. Soto, thank you. The board will be going into discussion now. It may sound like that we're speaking with you directly, but is the board discussing the case amongst itself under the open meeting laws of Arizona? So, if you will just remain on the phone, we will come back to you shortly with our decision. Thank you, sir.
Okay.
The board is now in discussion. Fellow board members, I certainly feel for Mr. Soto. It sounds like that, what's tragic, that he was exposed to drugs inside the prison system and relapsed into drug use out in the street. The problem is, it's hard to look past absconding from supervision for 52 days, especially when that relationship with the parole officer exists to deal with these types of problems and perhaps get them into some sort of program. I will say that I know he wants help, but it's, I think, a little irresponsible for me to think that this is his first chance. He had a chance on the street. He neglected his parole officer, and I'm just not finding him a suitable candidate for community supervision. But I'm certainly open to the input of my colleagues. But I'm going to go ahead and make a motion, and that is based on the information provided to this warrant, to this board, in warrant number 2018-W3370, our discussion with Mr. Soto Grijalva, as well as information provided by the Department of Corrections. I move to revoke community supervision as he was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of his supervision, and had lapsed or was about to lapse in a criminal agent company.
Second.
Second.
Agreed, seconded by Mr. Neal, agreed upon by Ms. Rittenhouse. Mr. Soto, your supervision has been revoked, but you will be released on or about May 29, 2019, which is less than 4 months away. So we encourage you to take advantage of the last weeks to put together a plan for your return to the community. Please, if there's NA or AA inside the prison system, please take full advantage of it. And we do wish you a successful and productive return to the community. As you stated, you're a young man with your whole life ahead of you. This is a good time to put this chapter behind you and take care of your family and return to the community crime and drug-free. This hearing is concluded. No further discussion may take place, and we'd appreciate it if you just lay the phone down, and we're ready to see the next inmate. Thank you.
Thank you.